You're listening to NITV Radio. For International Women's Day, we are talking to current and future leaders doing incredible things. Today, we're having a chat with Cianne Bouillon. You may recognise some of her work at the shops in Sports Girl. Cianne, welcome.
Hello. Hi.
I just want you to introduce yourself. Who's your mob and where you're from?
Yeah, so my mob's from Adelaide in Burrupi. I also like to acknowledge that I am also Bengali, so I'm living here in Sydney on Gadigal lands, and I'm a second year student at the University of Sydney.
Amazing. I touched a little bit on you being an artist there with Sports Girl for just a moment. Can you share a little bit about what work you've done, where people might have seen you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it starts with the Hazelhurst Gallery, so my Year 12 major work was selected to be showed at the Hazelhurst Gallery exhibition. And I guess from there, it just started off with projects. I did a project with Headspace again, and that was partnered with the Leroy Foundation. So four artists from Australia, we came together and did a two-day workshop in Melbourne where we designed merch for The Kid Leroy. So that was absolutely amazing. It was so incredible. I couldn't believe it happened.
Ridiculous. And, name dropping.
I know. Every single time I talk about it, they're like, no way you did that for Kid Leroy. I'm like, yeah, man. So yeah, and then like we sold the t-shirt at his concert, and I wore the t-shirt, and I was, oh my god, it was amazing. One of my best memories.
No, you should be so proud of that.
Yeah, I am. It was incredible, yeah. And it was crazy because that year, after my major work got selected for the gallery, I kind of realized I wanted to do art, like, as a career, like, trying to start a career in art because, I don't know, like, my family was always telling me, like, oh, just post things. You never know where you're going to get. And, yeah, like, that, after turning 18, I was like, oh, stop it. Okay, I'll just go for it. So, yeah. And then my recent project was with the University of Sydney. I designed an artwork for their Mardi Gras float. So that was on, the 1st of March, yeah, for the Mardi Gras parade, yeah.
So oh, that just happened.
Really cool.
Yeah. You're not only an artist, but you're also currently studying, right? But in criminology, how does that inform your art, or how does your art inform your study?
So criminology sort of fulfills my passion for social justice. I'm very passionate about issues that are happening around the world, especially for First Nations people. So I definitely knew that I wanted to study that at university, but where it ties in with my art, I kind of hope that one day, like, I'll get to like raise these concerns like through my art to show people like, hey, this is a problem, you know, let's get moving, you know, let's try to find a way to, you know, solve the situation, or let's empower these people such as First Nations people who are struggling against like discrimination in society. So that's a topic that I'm really passionate about.
This year's theme for International Women's Day is March Forward for All Women and Girls. How are you taking this theme on in 2025?
Yeah, I think this theme is incredible, especially marching for all women and girls. It definitely it has inclusivity, and I think that's really important to include all girls and all women, you know, like honouring them, uplifting them, even just inspiring them to be anything. So I guess for me, I wanted to inspire, you know, young girls in my family to go to university, have what kind of career that they want. So like me doing my art career, I was like kind of hoping that, and also honouring the women in my family. So just keeping them close with me, yeah.
If anyone's seeking out your art or wanting to follow your journey, where can they find it?
Yeah, so my Instagram is at Muxi_paints. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok. If anyone's on TikTok, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing today, Cianne.
Thank you.
That was Sienna Bilyan. You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nairi Pakai.